I can't remember. I used to.
Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting for the song sheets, so we started with the kicker. They weren't ready. Is that the budget tonight? Are we going to translate? Is this going to be just a... You're going to translate budget? Yes? Can you
shoot
yourself? Yes. Can we close this a little bit?
Yes, sir.
It's just the wind is coming from. No, it doesn't have to be completely closed, just as long as the wind doesn't blow around.
How's that?
That's fine, nothing.
Either this way or this way.
I can't move on, there's no space.
Okay, let's leave it there.
Okay, what do you want me to do? I'll just get out of the way for a little while.
At this time, we'll chant a few bhajans, but we'll chant one right now, and then we'll speak a little bit about it. This bhajan is called Bhajahuraimana. It's written by Govinda Das Kaviraj.
Govinda Das Kaviraj 所写的.
And I'll read the translation first. O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda.
心意啊,
which make one fearless.
这个让人没有恐惧.
Having obtained this rare human birth,
获得了这个罕见的人类身体,
cross over this ocean of worldly existence to the association of saintly persons.
借由跟圣人的联谊，一个人跨过这个物质这个海洋。
Day and night I remain sleepless.
日日夜夜我是无法睡眠。
Suffering heat and cold.
在冷热之中受苦。
Wind and rain.
受到风啊雨啊的打击。
For a bit of flickering happiness.
就只是想要一些动荡不安的快乐。
I have vainly served wicked and miserly men.
我只是在服务那个心意诡诈、邪恶的人。
What assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth?
那这样对一个人的财富有什么可以保证呢？
Youthfulness, sons, and family members.
然后对于这些无用的家人啊、孩子们。
This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal.
这人类的生命就好像在这个莲花瓣上的一颗水滴而已。
Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari.
因此你总是要来服务崇拜这个主哈里的莲花足。
It is the desire and great longing of Govindadas.
这是Govindadas他强烈的渴望。
To engage himself in the nine processes of bhakti.
来崇拜做九项的奉爱服务。
Namely, hearing the glories of Lord Hari and chanting those glories.
就像聆听，还有这个吟诵、吟唱、唱诵主哈里的荣耀。
Constantly remembering him.
然后持续不断的来记忆他。
And offering prayers to him.
然后向他来致上祷文。
Serving the Lord's lotus feet.
来服务主的莲花足。
Serving the Supreme Lord as a servant.
然后以主仆人的身份来崇拜服务至尊主。
Worshipping him with flowers and incense and so forth.
用花用香来崇拜他。
Serving him as a friend.
然后以朋友这样的关系来崇拜服务他。
And completely offering the Lord one's very self.
然后自己完完全全的奉献给主。
Keep on.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada has given us many different bhajans of our previous Vaishnava acharyas to chant.
像帕乌帕呢，给我们的很多先前的这一些灵性的大师们给我们的这一些唱诵的祷文，给我们来练。
He would oftentimes chant these different bhajans and give commentaries on them as well.
所以呢，他经常就唱诵这些不同的祷文，然后给他这个评注写下来。
I remember in the 70s, whenever a new cassette would be produced, Srila Prabhupada would chant a bhajan with the devotees in the studio, and then he would give some commentary.
我记得在70年代的时候呢，Prabhupada就是唱了，然后还有这些录音带啦、影片啦，然后就是说他们去录音室跟奉献者们一起唱诵。
And we would always very eagerly wait for such new cassettes to come.
那我们总是很急切地等待这些新的录音带出版。
Of course, Srila Prabhupada gave so many of his commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
当然，帕乌帕在这个圣典波切梵歌、波切瓦坛，然后这个。 永恒的主切坦雅经里面呢，就是有了很多的注释告诉我们。
But he also gave us many of these beautiful bhajans that he chanted and taught us himself.
然后他自己也给我们了很多他自己唱诵的这些 bhajan呢，然后也教导我们。
These bhajans are prayers.
这些 bhajan呢是祷文。
But they're as good as scriptures.
哦，就跟经典一样的好。
Contained within these prayers are everything that one will find in the scripture.
因为这里面的祷文，所包含的内容可以在经典里面找到。
As Krishna says, all the goal of the Vedas, I am to be known.
因为Krishna说呢，在所有的维多经里面的宗旨呢，我是应该被知道的。
In the same way, many of these prayers of these Vaishnava acharyas are presenting us the conclusive truths about Krishna.
当然呢，在这么多的这个 Vaishnava 的这一些先前的圣师圣哲所给我们的这些祷文里面呢，已经在这个经典里面的宗旨里面跟我们说了。
And they're completely consistent with the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta.
然后呢，这里面的内容呢，跟 Gaudiya Vaishnava 传承里面的宗旨是完全合理相应的。
As in this song, Govinda Das describes, there are 9 processes of devotional service.
像在这首里面呢，Govinda Das Kaviraj 给我们呢讲述了这九项的奉爱服务的程序。
And one of the processes of devotional service is offering prayers.
在九项奉爱服务里面的程序有一项呢，就是向主献上祈祷文。
Sometimes we may not know exactly how to pray.
因为有时候我们不知道怎么来向主来祈祷。
In fact, many of us, including myself, didn't even know what was the purpose of prayer.
事实上，我们大家，还包括我自己，我甚至不知道祈祷文的目的是什么。
Before we heard from Srila Prabhupada about what is real prayer.
在我们听到Prabhupada讲之前呢，什么叫真正的祈祷文？
What should we pray for?
我们应该去祈祷什么?
Usually we think of prayer, we think of praying for something that we need, something that we want.
因为一般的祈祷呢，就是我们在祈求我们需要的，或是祈求我们想要的。
What if we don't even know who we are, how do we know what to pray for?
我们自己都不知道自己是谁，我们怎么知道要怎么去祈求？
We do know that we can pray for good health, we can pray for happiness, we can pray for wealth.
而我们知道我们要去祈祷说我们的财富，我们要钱，或者说我们好的健康。 我们的什么利益这一些的。
But Govinda Das is saying right here in this prayer, what is the assurance of real happiness with wealth?
Govinda Das Kaviraj 在这边说呢，你求了这些有什么可以保证？你说你要有钱、有财富，这些你能有什么保证呢？
Is this wealth, sons, youth, family? What is there in it?
这个财富、青春、孩子、家庭，这些到底是什么？
Just as a drop of water appears on a lotus leaf, such is this life.
这样的生活，这样的生命，就好像一滴水在莲花瓣上的一小滴水而已。
The drop of water in the lotus leaf is tottering, and at any minute it can fall off.
我们看到莲花瓣上这水滴呢，随时都可以流动，而且掉下去。
In the same way, all our acquisitions in this life can immediately fall off.
所以同样的呢，我们生活中的一切的配备啦、设备，随时都可以瓦解。
Including the acquisition of this body.
甚至包括这身体，随时都可能瓦解。
So he says, instead of praying for these things, I should pray to always be able to worship Sri Hari, which is the only necessity.
所以与其去祈求这些东西呢，我应该来去祈求来服务这个 Sri Hari, 就是我最必要的。
We were speaking about this topic yesterday about necessities of life.
我们昨天有谈到呢，就是生活中的必须。
And two days ago.
两天。
But we were speaking about generally we think of the necessities of life in terms of those things that we need for maintaining life in this body.
当我们在想到生活中的必需品的时候，我们想到就是说，怎么样维持我们身体的这些需要的设备或东西。
It's a natural response, right?
这是我们大家自然的回应。
What is the necessity of life? Tell me.
你告诉我，你们生活中的必要的是什么东西？必需品是什么
？Well, now that I gave you a little hint, you might be a little bit afraid to say what it is.
我跟你们讲一些暗示，我怕你们又不敢说。
But most people immediately say food.
很多人马上会说食物。
Right? If I don't have food.
比方说有人说我没有食物。
It's a necessity for life.
这个食物是生活中的必需品。
Or even more important, food, water.
那比食物更重要的是水。
Oh, even more important, air.
更重要的就是空气。
Isn't it?
对不对？
It's a necessity for life.
空气是生活必须的吧？生命必须的。
That's our immediate thought process, is to fall into that consciousness of life. I require this to live.
这种东西，这些是我们马上想都不用想，马上的反应。
But our previous acharyas and the scriptures tell us that life has its own necessity.
那先前的这些圣哲大师们告诉我们呢，生活本身有另外的这必须要的东西。
We talked about just now about what's necessary for maintaining life in the body.
我们想到就是说怎么样来维持身体生命。
Yes, that's necessary. Air, water, food.It's necessary for maintaining life in the body.
当然啦，空气啦、水啦、食物是维持身体的必须的。
But life, which goes beyond the body, has its own necessity.
然而，生命超越这物质身体，还有它自然有它自然需要的。
So when we speak of the necessities of life,
当我们讲到这个生命的必需物、必需品的时候
，we're speaking about something different. Than air, water, and food, shelter.
我们在讲的
shelter is a necessity of life.
就是除了水啦、食物啦、空气啦，或者说一个人需要一个庇护所这些之外的。
We're speaking about life's necessity, which is to understand our relationship with the Supreme.
我们讲到生命的必须。的情况呢，就是去了解我们跟至尊主的关系。
If we actually want to live, we have to be able to understand what is our connection with the Supreme.
如果我们真的要生活、要活的话，我们必须要来了解我们跟至尊主的关系。
Otherwise, we may maintain life in this body.
不然的话，我们只是好像啊，维生，就是让这身体活着。
But the bellows in the blacksmith shop also breathes.
The bell.
Bellows in the blacksmith. You know, it's Prabhupada used that example. Bellows. Bellows is what they use when in a blacksmith shop, they to blow air to. It's okay. We'll think of another example.
风箱。
You know.
就像这风琴的风箱啊，它。
It also breathes, but
no life. 他们也在呼吸，就是有气在动。
There's no life.
但是他们有生命。
Therefore, life has its own necessity.
所以生命有它自然必须要的东西。
And the whole purpose of life is.To understand the whole purpose of life in this body is to understand what is our real life.
生命的目的就是真正要了解我们真正的生命是什么。
Just like the Srimad Bhagavatam explains.
就像《薄伽瓦坛》里面解释了。
What is the value of a prolonged life?
一个人长寿有什么用呢？
Which is wasted inexperienced by so many years in this world.
所谓长寿呢，已经在这个世界已经经验很多次了，而且很多时候都浪费生命。
Better one moment of full consciousness.
与其这样，还不如这一瞬间的完全的知觉的意识的。
Because that will enable us to search after our ultimate interest.
这瞬间的意识，瞬间的知觉，让我们可以去追寻我们真正的存在。
Now this verse explains that what is the value of living for.Hundreds of years.
就像师姐里面讲说，一个人如果活了数百年的寿命有什么用？
Trees also live for hundreds of years.
这个树也活了几百年。
Is having a long life considered to be the goal of life?
长寿是所谓生命的目的吗？
And therefore, the verse says, "What is the value of the prolonged life which is wasted?"
所以师姐里面说，如果一个人长寿了，但是这生命浪费了，又有什么用
？Inexperienced by so many years in this world，
我们呢，在这个世界已经经验了这么多了，这么多年了。
What is the wasted life？
所以生命被浪费掉的情况是什么
？Just like Govinda Das speaks about that also here in this song，
就像 Govinda Das Kaviraj 在这边这个诗里面有说了。
He says that.I should use this life to its full potential.
就是我应该把生命全部的潜能都发挥出来。
Srimad Bhagavatam states, "Kamasya nindriya pratir level jivete yavata, jivasya tatva jigyasya nato yas cheha karma bi." Life's desires should never be directed towards.Sense gratification.
所以《薄伽瓦坛》里面的这节诗里面讲到说，生命的愿望的欲望呢，不应该放在感官享乐上。
One should desire to live.
一个人应该有愿望要活着。
Only because the human form of life enables one to inquire into the absolute truth.
因为在人类生命有这个能力呢，去追寻这个绝对真理。
This should be the goal of all of one's work.
所以这应该是我们人类生命的活动的宗旨。
In other words, the Srimad Bhagavatam and our previous acharyas, they establish a different value system for our life.
另外呢，薄伽瓦坛还有先前的这些圣哲大师们有告诉我们不同的这个生命的价值。
Has a whole different set of values.
对于生命的价值有一个整套的情况。
That valuable means that which is very valuable to me.
我们对价值的定义是说对我很有价值的。
And generally think that what is very valuable is to have wealth, good health, and power, beauty.
我们一般认为对我们很有价值的东西就是我们的健康啦，我们的财富啦，我们的美啦，我们的权力地位啊。
And we consider that anything that increases.My ability to possess these things, that's valuable.
所以任何可以增加我们这一些我们想要这一些呢，我们把它认为是有价值的。
But our Vaishnava acharyas, they give us a different value system.
但是我们的 Vaishnava Acharya 给我们不同的价值系统。
They described what is real valuable, really valuable for life.
他们描述出来了什么是真正生命中有价值的。
It's like there's another verse in the Bhagavatam, first canto.
就像在波切瓦坛第一篇里面的另外一节诗中。
The value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord.
这个价值呢，在于一瞬间跟主的奉献者的联谊的价值。
Cannot be compared to elevation to the heavenly planets.
甚至这样的价值都超过一个人提升到天堂星球的这样的价值。
To liberation from matter,
甚至超过于所谓对物质上的解脱
or to worldly prosperity, which is ultimately meant for those who are meant for death.
啊，还有超过就物质世界所有的财富，因为所有的财富最终还是要死亡。
Different value system.
所以这存在中有很多的不同的价值系统
Heavenly planets, worldly prosperity, liberation from suffering.
有这个天堂星球，或者说你财富上的繁荣，还有脱离痛苦的境界。
But the Bhagavatam says that one moment's association with a devotee can't even compare that to that.
那波切瓦坛里面说呢，一瞬间跟主的奉献者这样联谊都可以包含，可以比喻所有这一些价值了。
You can't even talk about comparing it. It's so different.
而且更甚的来说呢，根本还不能说跟这一些物质上的解脱来比，因为这是超越多过于这些了。
Why? Because one moment's association with a devotee is so much.More valuable than all those other things.
因为一刻一瞬间跟主的奉献者的联谊是这么有价值。
Why is it so valuable?
为什么这么有价值？
We just explained this in the previous verse.
我们在先前的诗节解释了。
Because if one gets one moment of full consciousness,
因为一个人如果只要付出一瞬间的完全的意识、完全的知觉的话
，just one moment realizing, wait a minute.I'm something different than this body.
就是这么一刻一瞬间去觉悟到我自己是跟这个身体是不同的。
That's a beginning.
啊，这样才是一个开始。
Just to know that I'm something different from this body.
有这样的觉悟才只是个开始，就是我真正的自己跟这个肉身是不同的。
But just imagine how much greater it is.
那去想象，真正的价值是比这个还多的多，大的大了。
When I actually know who I am,
当我真正知道我自己真正是谁的时候
，it's so much greater.
当我真正知道自己是谁的时候，这是多么伟大的事。
To know I'm not this body may be a relief.
当我们觉悟到自己不是这个肉身的时候，可能只是一种轻松缓解一下。
That there might be some pleasure from getting relief that.At least I'm not this body.
就觉悟到自己不是这个身体的时候，不用去认同这个身体的时候，可能只是可以啊舒缓一下啊，终于啊，我不是这个身体。
That's like the pleasure. That's what the pleasure the people call in this world is relief from distress.
那这种快乐就是说，物质世界上的人就是说从痛苦中解脱出来。
Well, at least I'm not suffering.
至少说我真正自己不用痛苦。
I must be happy.
那我应该是快乐的。
At least I'm not suffering.
至少我不应该痛苦的。
But happiness is so much more than just simply relief than distress from distress.
然而快乐真的是超越这种所谓痛苦解脱出来的情况。
It's a relief to know that I'm not suffering.
当我们了解到我可以从痛苦中脱离的时候，这真的是一种解脱。
And sometimes we call that happiness.
而这种情况有时候我们也把它认为是快乐。
And Prabhupada gives the example just like the dunking stool. It's a form of punishment. They put a person in a chair and they dunk them in the water.
Prabhupada 说这种从痛苦中解脱出来的快乐就好像就是说有一种球形就是把人绑在椅子上然后呢把他头什么潜入水里然后当他把这个人拉起来的时候这个人就觉得是一种解脱。
And they hold them under the water.
然后又把这个人压到水里面去，把他头压进水里。
Until just can't breathe anymore and just need air.
然后他把他头压到水里的时候，这个人真的是快要窒息了，不能呼吸，他就需要一点气。
And they pull him out.
他们又把他拉起来，他从水中
wonderful，
他就觉得太棒了，他可以呼气。
This is the most wonderful experience I've ever had。
这是我啊，从来没有过了这么好、这么棒的经验。然后又被压到水里去了。
So that's happiness。
所以他们认为这样脱离痛苦是快乐。
We call that happiness. It's relief from distress.
所以我们世俗上会把这种从痛苦中解脱出来说成是快乐。
We call it happiness because we don't really know what real happiness is.
我们这样把它认为是快乐，是因为我们不知道什么是真正的快乐。
And therefore, we foolishly think happiness means relief from distress.
因为这样呢，我们很愚蠢的认为呢，快乐就是从痛苦中解脱出来。
Now, there's pleasure in this world.
当然，在这世界还有一些所谓，有时候有一点
所谓娱乐。And Govinda Das describes it also in this prayer.
那 Govinda Das Kaviraj 在这个诗节里面也说了。
He calls it Chapala Sukha.
他把它称为 Chapala Sukha.
Chapala Sukha means flickering pleasure.
Chapala Sukha 的意思就是说飘荡不定的快乐。
It lasts for some time.
这种飘荡呢，只是一段时间。
Sometimes it's for a few minutes.
有时候呢，甚至只是几分钟而已。
Sometimes it's a few hours, a few days, a few months.
有时候几个小时，几天，几个月。
But it's flickering; it doesn't last.
然而这是飘荡不定的，它不会持久的。
Because whatever happiness we derive in this world from temporary our contact with temporary objects.
因为我们在这世界所拥有的一切，都是我们跟这物质世界短暂的对象所接触的情况。
They don't give pleasure to the self.
这一些短暂的情况不会跟自己不会给自己快乐。
Just like Bhagavatam says, "Savai pung sam paro damo yato bhaktir dhoksaje." That the supreme occupation for all mankind is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service to the transcendental Lord.
所以在波切瓦坛里面讲的这节诗，就是说对人类生命最高的意义呢，就是说一个人可以对主的奉献服务之中所对他的服务，然后得到这超然的快乐。
Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the soul.
那这样的奉献服务绝对需要呢。是没有动机的，而且不间断的，而且是可以完全可以满足自己的。
The self has also a necessity for happiness.
这个自己也有它必须要可以得到快乐的东西。
But the happiness the self gets in contact with temporary material world is japala sukha.
然而这个自己所得到的快乐呢，跟这物质世界所接触得到的快乐只是这种 chapala sukha.
It has a beginning and it has an end.
它在这个世界的东西有开始也有结束。
It lasts for some time and then when it doesn't give us the happiness, then we look for something else to get happiness.
所以在这世界上的给我们的快乐是持续一点时间，但是当它不再给我们快乐的时候，我们去找寻别的东西。
In this way, we go from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other, and up to trying to extract pleasure in this world.
所以在这样的情况下，我们一个地方，一个地方，一个东西，换了一个东西，换了一个东西，想从里面去吸取所谓的快乐。
And this world always has so many different varieties or opportunities to think that there's still more pleasure to be had.
而这个世界制造一种现象，让我们认为呢，总是还有其他东西可以给我们快乐。
You remember how much you waited for the iPhone?
你知道，你等了多久要等这个 iPhone 出现
？Then there was the iPhone 3.
接着又 iPhone 第三代。
iPhone 4.
接着又 iPhone 第四代。
iPhone 4S.
iPhone 的 4S 这一型
，And everybody's waiting for iPhone 5.
那这有了这一型之后，别人又等着，大家又等着第五套。
Because there's more happiness to be had.
他们认为还有更多的快乐可以有的。
Is that using life to its full potential?
这种情况是让我们在生活、生命中的潜能完全应用出来的吗
？To go from 3 to 4 to 4S to 5, that's full potential of life.
这个手机从第三代、第四代、第五代，然后这些期待呢，是我们生命中所谓的真正的质量潜能发挥出来的。
Life has a much greater potential.
生命有更多的动力潜能。
Than to simply waste it in the pursuit of temporary pleasures of this world.
我们竟然用生命的力量在去追寻去。 购买这一些让我们短暂快乐的这些动荡不定的快乐。
Okay, what if I said right now, I've got an iPhone 5 in my pocket right here.
比方口袋，我现在 iPhone 第五代。
Nobody's seen it yet.
而且新款没有人见过。
I got it, and I'm going to give it to somebody tonight.
我有了，而且我今天要给其中的一个人。
You immediately think, what does it do?You would immediately think, what does the iPhone 5 do?
这个时候心里会想说，这 iPhone 第五代有什么功能？
What does it do that the 4S doesn't do?
它第五代跟第五代跟第四代 S 型的有什么差别？
I have one right in my pocket.
我口袋正好有一个。
As soon as I give it to you,
然后马上就给你的话呢？
Whoever the lucky person is.
那这个人就是最幸运的人。
Immediately you're going to think,How do I use it to its full potential?
这个人就想说我怎么样把它好好的发挥出来。
What does it do?
那这里面有什么功能?
Right?
对不对?
The natural, first thing you're going to do, what does it do that the other one didn't do?
那就会想说我跟第四代这个机能呢有什么不同?它有什么特别的功能?
Well, Krishna's given a human form of life.
那 Krishna 给我们这人类生命的形体。
And the human form of life should be used to full potential.
人类生命的形体应该好好把它的潜能完全的发挥出来。
We should be wondering, what can it do?
我们应该去感去想，感到想着说，我们应该怎么样好好应用这人类生命。
What do I do with this human form of life, anyways?
总而言之，我要怎么样来利用我这人类的身体？
Should I waste it for sense gratification?
我应该把它浪费在感官享乐上吗？
And then come back and just do the same thing all over again?
然后结束这一段，然后再回头过来，就同样这样浪费。
Or should I use it to its full potential?
还是我应该好好把人类生命的潜能发挥出
来？ What can it do?
我应该要怎么来做呢？
What it can do is it can...In the human form of life, one can know his connection with the Supreme.
所以，一个人知道呢，他人类生命的形体可以用来对至尊主的这一些情况来尽出最大的力量。
One can know how to live.
一个人可以知道怎么样活着。
Not only in this life,
而不是只有这一生。
But after this life.
而且是这一生之后的事。
Because we're going to go on living anyways.
因为我们总是一定会继续活下去的。
We might as well live the highest life.
甚至我们可以说，活得到最高的情况。
And don't be miserly.
但是呢，不应该吝啬小气。
Govinda Das says that here also.
Govinda Das 在这边说了。
He's talking about serving.I have vainly served wicked and miserly men.
Govinda Das 就说了。我一直在服务这些心意邪恶诡诈的人。
Kripana Durajaya. Kripana means miserly person.
所以这些 Kripana 就是这些小气吝啬的人。
What does a miserly person do?
这吝啬的人在做什么事?
They simply try to enjoy their wealth.
他们只是在所谓享受这个财富。
They don't want to spend it. They want to just see how much I have.
这些吝啬到一毛不拔。只想说他要去累积累积。
How I can just increase it and enjoy counting it into higher and higher numbers.
我只是享受去计算，我越来越多，然后计算我现在存了多少，存了多少，继续累积。
Miser.
这些人真的是小气吝啬。
Wasting time.
他们在浪费时间。
They call kripana miserly people.
这些人称为 kripana， 就是这些小气吝啬的人。
Because they don't know.How to use the very valuable gift which has been given to them.
因为他们不知道说他们已经得到这么有价值的礼物，而不知道怎么去作用。
They think that life means simply to live to provide my necessities for this body.
他们认为呢，生活啦，生命只是在作用，就是提供身体的需要而已。
And the nicer necessities I have for this body that.Better my life is.
那只要我得到我身体需要的这些东西呢，我的生活就会更好。
Yes, it might be better.
或许啊，也许会好一点。
For some time.
但是好一点可能只是一段时间而已。
But Govinda Das Kaviraj says no. Just as a drop of water appears on a lotus leaf, such is this life.
那 Govinda Das Kaviraj 就说不是这样的，这些生活中的这一切呢，就像这个。叶片上一小 滴水珠随时都可以掉下来。
So let me take up the worship of Sri Hari, who is the only necessity.
所以让我来接受圣 Hari, 他是唯一的，我们必须的，唯一的。
That is life's necessity.
所以这是我们生命的必须。
Life's necessity is to worship Sri Hari.
生命的必要的存在的就是来崇拜 Sri Hari.
By hearing about him,
借着去聆听他的
by speaking about him,
去谈论他的东西
by remembering him,
然后去记忆他，记得他
by serving him,
然后来服务他
This is what human life is meant to be done, to be doing.
这些活动是人类生命应该要来做的
And this is what we're meant to be praying for.
那这些活动是我们应该要来祈求的。
When we pray, we should pray for those things that help us increase our connection with Krishna.
所以当我们在祈祷的时候，我们应该去祈祷那些让我们可以跟 Krishna 有关系连结的这一切。
Oh Krishna, I am so entangled in this world.
Krishna, 我是这么在这个世界里面被困住了。
I have so manyattachments to this world.
我对这个世界还有这么多的依附眷恋。
I'm so weak.
我是这么虚弱无力。
I have no strength to overcome these attachments on my own.
我自己一个人没有力量来克服这些软弱。
As much as I try, I'm always struggling.
只要我在尝试的时候，我总是在挣扎。
I'm completely dependent on you and on your devotees.
主啊，我完全依赖你的奉献者。
It's a prayer by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那这是Krishna Das Kaviraj 他在这个永恒的 Chaitanya 经里面所祈求所的说的祷文。
He says the path is difficult.
他说这个途径是困难的。
And I am blind.
而且我是又瞎了眼。
And my feet are slipping again and again.
我的脚每次站着都滑倒，一再的滑倒。
Therefore, I pray to the saints.
所以向圣人来祈祷。
To grant me their mercy stick for my support.
祈求他给我这个仁慈的这个棍杖，让我可以这样持着站着在奉爱服务里。
It's like walking up a steep path on the mountain.
这好像你在山路是滑山路这个陡滑的山路里面走。
And our feet are slipping again and again.
我们在走的时候总是在那边路在滑着。
Anybody knows who climbs a steep mountain path?
大家都知道爬那个很陡的山的情况。
That you need an extra stick for your support.
这很陡的山，你要爬的时候，或是滑的时候，你需要有个这个拐杖或棍子。
You take that stick, you put it in the ground, and you pull yourself up with the strength of that you get from the stick.
你就拿着这个登山杖呢，撑着地，然后你一步一步这样子稳着走，一步又一步。
I'm weak.
我是虚弱的。
I'm tiny.
我也是非常微小的。
I'm very insignificant.
我是非常微不足道的。
I'm just a tiny spiritual soul.
我只是一个这么微小的灵性的灵魂。
Who am I to fight against this illusory energy which works according to Krishna's direction?
我到底是谁？我怎么能这个力量来对抗 Krishna 所创造出来的这个幻象的能量？
Krishna says that this Maya is my Maya.
Krishna 说呢？我认为的我的这一些东西是我的幻象，我的错觉。
Daivyeshu gunamayi mama maya duratya. This divine nature of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome.
这个包含物质世界三种物质能量属性的能量是很难克服的。
But one who surrenders to me.
但是那一些来向我皈依臣服的人
can easily cross beyond it.
这些臣服的人就很容易去跨越这物质属性。
If we try to overcome ourselves, very difficult.
但是如果我们自己一个人的力量想要去克服，是很困难的。
But Krishna says this is my Maya.
但 Krishna 说这是我的 Maya.
She works according to my direction.
所以这 Maya 是根据我的指示来进行的。
When we take shelter of Krishna.
所以只有在 Krishna 的庇护去托庇于 Krishna.
And we depend on Him, fix our mind upon Him.
所以我们依赖他，让我们心意专注于他。
Krishna says to Maya, Maya, leave him alone.
这样 Krishna 跟他说 ，Maya, Maya, 放了他吧。
Leave her alone.
放他了吧。
She wants me.
这个人是要我的。
He wants me. Leave him alone.
这个人是要我，你放了他吧。
That's all that has to happen.
所以这只是一切只是要这样子的。
But we think I'm doing it.
但是我们自己想是我在做的事。
I will overcome Maya.
我们自己想我会克服 Maya 的。
But Maya's too strong.
但是我的 Maya 太强有力了。
Much more powerful than we are.
啊，她是比我想的还有力量。
She deserves service to Krishna much better than we do.
就 Maya 做的给 Krishna 做的服务胜过我做的服务。
She knows. She knows how to punish.
The Maya 知道怎么样来惩罚。
She knows what to allure us with.
Maya 知道怎么样来诱惑我们。
She knows what to attract us with.
Maya 知道用什么东西来吸引我们。
Just see this what I have for you now.
然后就说你看啊，我手上有什么东西啊。
But when a devotee takes shelter of Krishna.
主的奉献者他托庇于 Krishna
and sees how Maya works according to Krishna's direction.
那可以看到的 Maya 怎么样根据主的训示来进行。
A devotee sees Maya as friend.
那奉献者会看到 Maya 还是有他的所谓朋友。
She can help us.
他可以来帮我的。
She can help us turn to Krishna.
Maya 也可以来帮我们来转向 Krishna.
As soon as we see, oh,That's Maya. Thank you, Maya. Now I know I have to take shelter of Krishna.
当我们这样了解的时候，我会赶快马上跟 Maya 说：“谢谢你啊，你让我来可以转向 Krishna 为 Krishna 服务。”
Instead of embracing Maya,
这个情况下，我们就会去拥抱这个 Maya.
We see Maya for what she is.
我们可以看到 Maya 自己真正的身份。
She's helping us to take shelter of Krishna.
所以 Maya 在帮助我们脱避于 Krishna.
As soon as we say, "Oh, I know, I've had enough of that."I've had enough of Maya.
只要我们说，我们对这个幻象能力受够了，够了。
You can trick me once, trick me twice, trick me a million births.
哎呀，玛雅，你已经在骗我了！你设计陷害我一次、两次、上百亿次了。
But now I know Krishna will help me.
你陷害我这么多次，现在我知道 Krishna 会帮我的。
As soon as I know Krishna will help me, immediately fear goes away.
只要我知道 Krishna 会帮我，我马上所有恐惧都没有了。
All fear just goes right away.
所有的恐惧马上都消失。
Prabhupada once told a story.
Prabhupada 曾经说了一个故事。
When Prabhupada was a householder, his young child, he was traveling on a train.
当时呢 ，Prabhupada 还是个居士，他有一个小的儿子，他们当时就是坐火车出去。
So he was there on the train with his son.
他只是跟他最小的儿子在火车上。
The train left the station.
那火车当然就开着离开这个车站。
And the conductor came up to Prabhupada and his son. He went to his son first and said, "Where's your ticket?"
那这个检票员呢，就是问这个儿子，就是说，你的车票在哪里？
And the son said, "I don't have a ticket."
这个 Prabhupada 儿子就说我没有车票啊。
And the conductor said, "You don't have a ticket?"
这个检票员跟他说你没有车票啊。
Get off the train.
你下车吧。
Imagine this little boy, just a few years old, the conductor told him, "Get off the train."
可以去想象，如果这么小的孩子呢，这个被售票员说你下车吧，会怎么样
？And the train was moving.
啊，当时火车是在动的。
So immediately became big anxiety.
这个小孩当然马上就很着急。
But then all of a sudden, he remembered his father was next to him.
那马上呢，他想到说他爸爸就在另外一个地方。
And a big smile came to his face.
他想到他爸爸的时候，他马上就脸上发出笑容。
He said to the conductor, "Oh, that's okay. He's my father."
然后他就看着这个检票员跟他说，这个人是我爸爸。
All fear went away.
所以他这么一说，我爸爸在这里，他所有恐惧都没有了。
Just remembering that his father was right there, all fear went away.
他只是想到他爸爸就在旁边，他所有恐惧都没了。
So Prabhupada says this is like a devotee.
白话说，这就像是奉献者一样。
A devotee always remembers that Krishna is right there.
一个奉献者总是记得 Krishna 都是一直在这。
Krishna's watching, Krishna's protecting, he knows.
Krishna 在一直在看着奉献者 ，Krishna 一直在保护奉献者，这是奉献者知道。
He knows my motive.
而且 Krishna 也知道我的动机。
So we see Maya, but Krishna's there.
当我们如果见到 Maya 的时候，我们会想说，哦 ，Krishna 在那儿。
We immediately remember Krishna.
当我们真正记得 Krishna 的时候
，And all fear goes away.
我们真正记得的时候，所有恐惧都消失了。
Bhaja Hure Mana Shinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaravindare. This is what Govinda Das is saying.
就是巴加胡雷曼啊，心安的。
My dear mind.
就是所有的恐惧都走了，我亲爱的心意呀。
Please meditate on the divine lotus feet of the son of Nanda.
亲爱的心意呀，请来记得去专注这个南达大君的莲花足。
Because by meditation upon him, one becomes fearless.
因为只是在冥想着他，一个人完全没有恐惧。
This is how to become fearless in this world.
这就是我们怎么样在这个世界变得无畏。
Simply by remembering Krishna and our connection with Krishna and our goal to serve Krishna.
就只是去记得 Krishna, 记得 Krishna, 然后呢，我们的目标目的是服务 Krishna.
And one can become fearless in this world.
就只是这样记得，我们就在这个世界是没有任何恐惧的。
Because he knows what life is.
因为我们知道生命是什么。
He knows life doesn't mean just what's I'm getting in this body.
我们会知道呢，我们生命呢，不是只是说身体得到的东西。
I've understood the real necessity of life.
我了解了生命真正的必须的是什么。
Which is to remember Krishna.
就是要记得 Krishna.
That's Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavamad bhakto majaji mamnamaskaru. Just always think of me.
但是 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里面所说的呢，这宗旨就是说，总是要记得我，持续的想着我。
Worship me.
而且持续的崇拜我。
Offer your prayers to me.
然后向你来向我祈上你的祷文。
Surely you will come to me.
这样确定的，你会来到我这里。
Fear goes away.
这样子呢，恐惧就没了。
Abandon all varieties of religion. Surrender to me.
而且放弃所有的宗教，来向我臣服归依。
I'll deliver you from all sinful reactions.
这样的臣服呢，我会在你所有的罪恶中让你解脱出来。
Masucha, do not fear.
所以呢，不要害怕。
It's Krishna's assurance. Do not fear.
这是 Krishna 给我们保证、确定的，不要害怕。
This is what life is meant for.
那这是生命应该要的。
When we live our life in this way.
所以我们是这样在生活的。
We pray for the association of devotees who help us remember Krishna.
所以我们来祈祷啊，祈祷那些像帮助我们记得 Krishna 的奉献者。
We pray to remember Krishna.
我们祈祷来记得 Krishna.
In our work, in our responsibilities in life.
在我们的工作中，在我们生活中的各种责任中去祈祷。
And everything that we do.
而且我们所做的一切活动都来祈祷这样子的情况。
If we simply remember Krishna.
如果我们仅仅是记得 Krishna 的话。
We'll be able to experience what real happiness is in life.
真的这样记得的话，我们可以真正经验到我们生命中的快乐是什么。
This is the real satisfaction of the soul.
这是灵魂真正的满足。
And this is what brings us to that platform of fearlessness in this world.
在这样的情况，让我们带我们到完全没有恐惧的状态。
Prabhupada tells a story about the cat who carries in her mouth a kitten.
Prabhupada 又做这个比喻，就是说一只母猫呢，它带小猫是用它嘴巴这样抓着含着这小猫在走。
When the cat gives birth to kittens, the cat comes and picks up each kitten in her mouth.
当这母猫生小猫之后呢，它用自己的嘴衔着这小猫，这样子带着它们。
And the kitten is fearless. It's my mother. She's coming to take me, give me shelter.
这些很哇哇的小猫就被母猫这样带着，它完全没有恐惧，它。他就是觉得是一种庇护，他的妈妈这样带着他。
But when the same cat opens her mouth and shows her teeth to the mouse,
那如果同样这只母猫，它嘴巴张开牙，张牙咧嘴的对着老鼠看的时候
，same cat,
就同一只猫
，same teeth,
同样的牙齿
，different perspective,
但是这个情况就不一样了。
The mouse is thinking, "Oh no, this is."Death.
这母猫的牙齿对这老鼠来讲代表着死亡。
Mouse runs in fear.
这个老鼠这个拼命夹尾就跑。
So in the same way, when the devotee's mind is fixed on Krishna,
所以同样的，当奉献者的心意专注在 Krishna 身上
，he's fearless.
这时候他就是无畏，没有恐惧了。
Krishna's coming to take me home.
他知道 Krishna 来带我回家了。
But if we live a life of forgetfulness,
但是我们 的生活是在遗忘之中的话，
we have to live in constant fear of losing that which we're so attached to.
如果我们存在这种遗忘的状态中，我们存在的情况，活着什么？活在恐惧里，总是在焦虑、恐惧之中。
Life is wasted.
这样呢，他的生命，他的生活是浪费了。
And we didn't use it to its full potential.
那这样的情况，我们就没有把生命完全的发挥出来。
There's nothing more discouraging than this.
再也没有让人丧气的事，就是生命浪费掉了。
When the life comes to an end and we realized we didn't use it to our full potential.
当生命终了的时候，我们想到我们好没有好好利用这一生的时候。
Therefore, we need to hear prayers like this.
因此，我们应该来聆听像这样的祷文。
We need to know what we should be praying for.
我们应该要知道，我们应该来祈祷、祈求什么。
This is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us.
那这是一项礼物，是Prabhupada给我们的礼物。
Not only has he given us the scriptures.
他不只给我们经典。
Commentaries of the scriptures.
还有经典上的注释评论。
He's given us all the previous acharyas and their prayers and their songs.
然后他也把先前的这圣哲大师给我们，啊，圣哲大师给我们的这些诗歌啊、祷文啊，也给我们。
He taught us how to chant them, how to pray like them.
他教导我们怎么样来唱着啊，怎么样来祈祷。
And he gave us the commentaries,
甚至把里面的解释告诉我们。
Which I actually wanted to read tonight, but
事实上我本来要读的，但是我已经讲述了。
But I'll let you read it.
所以让你们自己去读在歌本里面。
You have a very wonderful commentary to the song.
啊，Prabhupada在里面解释的很好哈。
Okay, I think we should stop here.
所以我们讲到这里。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What should we do?